everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. So it's been an interesting morning kind of going over the models and looking at this area of low pressure and the winds and what kind of swell it's going to bring us. I think I got things pretty much figured out, but there's some instabilities out there that might change things up over the next couple days. But hey, for today on Wednesday, up in the Jacksonville area in northern Florida, you're still getting hammered with those north winds. I'm seeing chest ahead high surf at 6 seconds from the northeast. With these strong winds, it's looking like it's rideable in the better spots, especially north protected spots, but you're really going to have to work for it. As you head south past Volusia and into the Space Coast, we're seeing a little smaller size and a little lighter winds as you continue to head south. Volusia County, expect waist to chest, maybe a couple lucky bigger sets coming in northeast at 7 seconds. Light early morning winds are going to turn more north-northeast, similar to what we're getting up in the Jacksonville area already this morning. That's going to add a little bit of size, but lower quality. For south of the Cape, we're a notch smaller, thigh to waist, with a couple lucky bigger sets at the right tides. Coming in from the northeast at 8 seconds. Now we have light morning offshore winds that are going to turn south for the afternoon, but still keep it pretty good. So the afternoon low tide around 4 o'clock is probably going to be pretty decent. Looks like similar conditions on Thursday, but we're going to have north winds pretty much across the region. Now, of course, those are going to be stronger up north, and as you head down to the Cape, they're going to back off a little, but those stronger winds are going to start spreading south, so expect most areas to start to get these pretty strong north winds by the afternoon. Looking ahead, looks like these winds are going to shift more to the northeast and remain onshore, and that's going to continue this kind of mixed swell for us. And I say it's mixed swell because we have this 8 second background bump, and then we have this shorter period wind swell on top of it. This is going to push the size back up, and it looks like these northeast winds and swell are going to stick around all the way through the weekend. So I'll be back on Friday to give you guys an update, and as always, keep an eye on the cams. Now, with these onshore winds, we might see some salting up happen. I'm already seeing most of the cams up in the Jacksonville Beach area are completely salted up from these winds, and I'm going to do my best to keep them clean, but, you know, like I've said before, when you have these strong onshore winds, you clean a camera, it's salted up again 15 minutes later. So everybody, have a great rest of your day, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru!